Well, good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Tuesday morning so we can begin our day together reading God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 34. And here Jesus teaches about how one is to act when fasting, as he describes what a life of discipleship entails. Trusting in God rather than seeking to acquire wealth. Jesus reminds his followers that they are always in God's tender care. And God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. And when you fast, do not put on a sad face as the hypocrites do. They neglect their appearance so that everyone will see that they are fasting. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. When you go out without food, wash your face and comb your hair so that others cannot know that you are fasting. Only your Father who is unseen will know. And your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you. Do not store up riches for yourself here on earth where moths and rust destroy and robbers break in and steal. Instead, store up riches for yourselves in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy and robbers cannot break in and steal, for your heart will always be where your riches are. The eyes are like a lamp for the body. If your eyes are sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are no good, your body will be in darkness. So if the light in you is darkness, how terribly dark it will be. You cannot be a slave of two masters. You will hate one and love the other. You will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is why I tell you, do not be worried about the food and drink that you need in order to stay alive, or about clothes for your body. After all, isn't life worth more than food? And isn't the body worth more than clothes? Look at the birds. They do not plant seeds, gather a harvest, and put it in barns, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds? Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? And why worry about clothes? Look how the wild flowers grow. They do not work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you, not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass. Grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burned up in the oven. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you? What little faith you have. So do not start worrying, where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? These are the things that pagans are always concerned about. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Instead, be concerned about everything else with the kingdom of God and with what he requires of you, and he will provide you with all these other things. Do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the troubles that each day brings. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 6, verses 20 and 21, where Jesus said, store up for yourselves in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and robbers cannot break in and steal, for your heart will always be where your riches are. You know, beloved, here again, we're reminded that God keeps perfect books. The books are always balanced at the end of the day, and what goes in is balanced by what goes out. If all you're concerned about is what other people think of you, and all of your godly, in quotes, service is designed only to gain man's admiration, then God will give you man's admiration, and the books are balanced. I would much rather do these things, not for man's admiration, but simply to please my Heavenly Father. I don't care if a single soul ever hears or sees of what I'm doing, as long as I know that the things that I do are pleasing to my Father, and He will reward me in secret. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, you call me to trust and to depend on you. My identity comes through my relationship with you and not on any status that is based on material gain. May I seek after your kingdom first, trusting in your love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus concludes his Sermon on the Mount and teaches about the golden rule. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.